Hey, this is Rain Town, and you're listening to Lee Williams. I see the shadow as the candles burn. Show me things that I need to learn. A gypsy lady with a crystal bowl. Show me the writing on the wall.
Well, we're in London at Canary Wharf, and a couple of friends we haven't seen for a long time, Paul and Claire from Raintown. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Lee.
How are you? Doing really well.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, because you were on yesterday. I couldn't make it yesterday, but I understand it was a little bit wet, but you had a great turnout.
Do you know, the weather was not great, but the turnout was incredible, Lee, and for that we are super grateful, because I'll be honest, we saw the weather in the morning, we started to worry about it. We needn't have. It was such a good crowd.
And people were really loyal as well. They stayed right through the set. And even the wind and the rain got worse halfway through the set. So we were starting to think people are going to disappear. But no, they braved the weather. They stayed there.
Literally dancing in the rain, which was amazing. So it's dancing and singing in the rain. It wasn't a bad thing.
So you've got a new baby who's not with you.
No, she's not with us this weekend. It's a little bit strange, actually. It's been weird to wake up and just to be silent.
Although the bizarre thing is, Lee, we thought we'd get a couple of lies in, but we're that conditioned to get up at 10 to 7.
Aye.
Every morning we were up about 7:15, 10 to 7. So, you know what, we miss her, but for this particular weekend we needed to be focused and we needed to be available to go to different things at a drop of a hat. So that was maybe going to be a bit more difficult with the wee ones. So Alba Rose is up the road with Granny.
So what's happening with Raintown now? Because the last time I saw you, unfortunately, was with Jackie Story's funeral, and you were going to take some months off because of the baby and everything else. So you seem to be playing a lot now.
You know what, Lee? We very specifically took the time we had to do writing, to do some new material. We decided as soon as we were back in January, let's get back out on the road and let's get the band back up to speed effectively. We've done a series of gigs which then turned into festival appearances, and there's a few other opportunities that just getting tied up actually today. that have came from that, and it's just about getting the new music out now. You know, we're desperate to get the stuff recorded. We've got our producers down here this weekend, the guy we're going to be working with, and it's just that hopefully before the end of the year we'll have some new music out there.
So you're going to be recording here or going across the pond?
I think we're going to record here for at least for the first single to come out. We are looking to go to Nashville before December for a couple of meetings that are just getting tied up here. So it'll be dependent. Certainly the first single, because we want it out quickly, I think we'll get done here in the UK.
So what's the current single you're working at the moment?
We played it for the first time yesterday. It's a song called Run With The Night. We tried it out yesterday. It's always that, you know, a bit interesting when you're trying something new.
It was really nerve-wracking because it's kind of, I wouldn't say different for Rain Town, but it's a little bit more out of the box for us. So nerve-wracking playing it in front of the crowd yesterday, but they seemed to really dig it, and all the feedback we've had online and at the merch stand yesterday was really positive. So, and people were singing it back, so that's a good sign.
Well, that was the biggest thing for me, Lee, was by the end of the song people were singing along. And for us, that's a good indication that it's going to be hooky and that people are going to enjoy it. So, and the fact that people actually come up and said, "Oh, Run With The Night's brilliant," I'm thinking, okay, that's good. The people remembered what it was called in amongst all the songs they already knew. So it'll be good. It'll be interesting. We'll, you know, I'm hoping to maybe tie that up again as well for before the end of the year.
Good. Well, it's only a couple of months away from the BCMA Awards yet again.
Come
around again, and you're playing on the Saturday night.
We are. We're headlining the Best of British, that they're calling it.
That's right.
It's such a good lineup. We're so looking forward to it. And you know what? It's great to be around our friends. We don't get, like yourself, it feels like we don't see each other a lot. So it's usually events, usually BCMA, we get to catch up and have a chat. And for that, it's one of the things we really love coming down to. So we're looking forward to that and bringing the whole band down for a full set. It's going to be down at the event. So it's going to be on the Saturday night.
Yes, 21st of October.
21st of October.
And is it Robin 2?
Robin 2, that's correct.
That's in Wolverhampton this year.
Yeah, so it's a different place. We're looking forward to that. Our friends are in and around the kind of Birmingham area around that. Please come out and check it out. It's going to be our date. We decided not to do a kind of Birmingham Wolverhampton date because we were doing that at the end of the year. So that's when we're going to be there. So we'd love to see people out at it.
And we have a special deal. If you join the BCMA, you get a free ticket for the Saturday night to see you.
And that is a great deal. So
and you know what else I love about that membership is it also gives you a discount for other things as well, Lee. And I think, again, it just shows we talk about this all the time, don't we, but the constant development of the BCMA and just in how important a role it's going to play in UK country music.
Well, I think so, more so now with the country music itself is developed. You know, the British country music scene has developed hundredfold in the last 5 years, and there's so much talent, there's so much success that's happening for many Brits, so it's more important now that there is a BCMA than maybe a few years ago.
100% agree. I think anything where you know the support is going to be 100%, and it's across the board. So it's not we just support this band or that. It's across the board for the people who are out there working hard. So I think for us, it's great to be involved. We're super looking forward to the night. So again, if you're around, definitely come out and check it out.
Okay, well, just pick a song from your current album as we leave you in the programme.
Feel Much Better Now.
Definitely Feel Much Better Now. It's a great song. It went down so well yesterday. A lot of people talking about that one as well. So yeah, Feel Much Better Now.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Rain Town, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
This old town remains the same. Years go by and nothing ever seems to change. I don't mind these streets brought me to your door, and we sheltered from the storm. And I know